You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to another episode of the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast. It has been long, long, long overdue that I did this video, but I'm so happy to be back and recording again. And yeah, so I'm just going to hop into it. So this is just going to be five ways to build your relationship with God. And I'm just going to kind of pray us in, start us off for our morning. Yeah, let's get us started for the week. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you so much. God, I pray for every single person that is listening to this podcast. I pray for every single person that, God, you are calling to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. God, I pray that they are fortified in you. God, I pray that as we listen to these points, that God, we're able to implement these points and use them in our careers, use them in our workplace, use them in our businesses, and that we're drawn more to your kingdom, drawn more to your feet. And God, I pray that we are obedient in following these steps and following these rules. And God, I pray that everybody is graced throughout the week, throughout the year, and graced in their career, and graced in doing what you've called us to do. And is there anything else? And I also pray that we feel more of your love this day, this week, this month, this year. And that we can spread that same love, that same grace, and also the same correction to our workforce, our fields, and our career. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Okay. All right. So now let's go on with the points. All right. So we're going to be talking about five ways that you can build your relationship with God. So I know that for people who are in busy careers, so this is for people who are, especially for people that God has called to the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. Sometimes your career could be busy. You can be a busy corporate girly, a corporate guy. Maybe you build your own business in STEM or wherever you may be. Sometimes it could feel like you are all over the place. You got these deadlines to meet. You got these meetings to attend. And not only do you have your career, but you also have your personal life as well. And I know for me, I'm like, oh my goodness. After getting from work sometimes, I just be feeling like getting into bed. I don't be feeling like cracking open my Bible. I don't be feeling like spending 5 hours in prayer. But here's five tips and five ways that we can build our relationship with God while we are in our career. Because honestly, having a busy career is still no excuse for not having your relationship with God, not praying, not reading your word, not staying in the presence of God. It's no excuse for it. But here are some things that you can do in order to do that. Now, so let's go to point number one. So point number one is talk to God and pray throughout the day. So when you wake up, it's you acknowledging God. It's you talking to God. It's you setting your expectations for the day. It's you... OMG, hold on. I got my alarm. I got my alarm going off. And this is a little side note. My alarm that I got, it's some math problems. That way I get my brain activated in the morning. So I'm gonna do this real quick and then I'm gonna hop into these points. So let me do this real quick. All right, so I just got done with my alarm. But yes, so now let's talk about this. So one thing that you can do, and one of the things that I've been trying to practice throughout my time, like just throughout my time of being in my career, and that is talking to God and praying throughout the day. So first in my walk with God, I was like spending time on the floor praying, or spending time in my closet praying, falling asleep in the closet. And then I'm like, dang, I actually have a job now. I actually have more responsibility now. I can't spend all of my day on the floor. I can't spend all of my day in the closet. I actually have to get up and actually start working now. Start moving towards the things that God is calling me to do. And in times like that, God may have you in seasons where He's calling you to pray and spend hours on the floor, spend hours in the closet. But sometimes God is actually calling you to go out and do what He's called you to do. So you may not have the opportunity to spend it in your closet or in your room or whatever, but you actually have to go out and do what He's calling you to do. So one of the things that I've been implementing is talking to God, of course, utilizing my time in the morning in my room or in wherever I'm at in my solitude, but talking to God throughout the day. So that means that when you wake up, take that time to pray to God. Take that time to acknowledge Him. Take that time to read His word, even if it's for a few minutes, even if it's for just 1 hour in the morning, but taking that time to acknowledge Him as soon as you wake up. Before anybody else starts pulling on you, before you check emails, before you start checking text messages, it's pulling on God in the morning while He's the one you pull on first. And then talking to Him as you get in the shower, talking to Him as you make breakfast, talking to Him as you get dressed. Say, God, what are some things that you want me to look out for today? God, I proclaim this over my day. I proclaim that I shall have a day where I shall cast my cares on you. I shall be anxious for nothing. I shall have a day where, God, you are the one that I lean to in order to direct my path. Just start talking to Him. Start proclaiming things throughout the day. And it's not only that when you're home, but actually when you get in your actual career, that when you get in your boardroom, He's the one that you talk to. He's the one, when you get in those meetings, He's the one that you talk to. And you're like, God, okay, how can I navigate this conversation that I'm having with a coworker? How can I navigate this conversation that I'm having with this boss? How can I navigate this deal that I'm making? So point number one is talking to God and praying throughout the day. Throughout the day. Number two is asking God for direction throughout the day. So I have been practicing this even in my job now. And honestly, I've been doing it for a while, like in my previous job as well. But that's just asking God for direction throughout the day as I'm walking, throughout the day as I'm going. So we have this thing at work where when I walk into the door, there's a split. And there's a hallway that goes left and a hallway that goes right. And it's kind of like a rectangle. And then it meets again. And then in the back is my office, right? So sometimes when I'm walking through the door, I'm like, God, what should I do? Give me some direction. Should I take a left? Should I take a right? And sometimes I don't hear anything. Sometimes it's just like, man, just take wherever you just go wherever you decide to go. The other days it's like, take a left, take a right. Or it's asking God, give me some direction. What you want me to do? Do you want me to go upstairs? Do you want me to go left? Do you want me to stay in my office a little longer? What do you want to do? It's asking God for direction, because one of the things that I have been noticing is that whenever I follow the voice of God in these moments, He may lead me to speak to people. He may lead me to have conversations with somebody. And it may not always be a conversation about him, but sometimes it's just a conversation about their family, a conversation about their kids, just a regular conversation. And even though it may seem like just natural for me, it could mean the world to them. And you never know what God is going to use through just that small act of asking God you to guide him. Wait. From the small act of you asking God to guide you. So just saying, God, what do you want me to tackle first? Like, God, I got this to-do list. What do you want me to tackle first? God, where do you want me to eat? What do you want me to eat for lunch today? How do you want me to navigate this meeting today? That's point two. Ask God for direction throughout the day. Number three, and this is one I need to get back into, and that is creating scripture cards or sticky notes. You know how when you're in school and you're studying for a test and you have something that you really need to commit to memory, and you're like, dang, I got this test coming up and it's hard for me to grasp this concept, or it's hard for me to remember this. So I need to commit this thing to memory. So you know what you do? You write it over and over again. You create scripture cards. You put it as a reminder in your phone so it pops up, so you see it all the time. You create sticky notes. That way, you are constantly reminding yourself of the content so that through you seeing it over and over again, reading it over and over again, it becomes embedded into your brain. Your brain starts making new pathways for this thing. And because you have familiarized yourself with this thing, your brain has seen it over and over again, heard it over and over again. It now is something that you have committed to memory and you just can shoot it out like that. It may seem hard at first, but after a while, it's something that you're able to spit out of your mouth because why? You've been studying it, you've been familiarizing yourself with it over and over and over again. And then it's the same thing that we already do with scripture. Familiarize yourself with it. Put the scriptures in your face, whether it be your desk at work, in your mirror, on your mirror, on your wall, wherever it may be. But putting scripture cards around you, so places that you frequent often, maybe on your refrigerator, I don't know, wherever you go. But putting these things around you so that you are able to have scripture wherever you go. And commit these things to memory because whenever something comes up, you're able, or whenever you're talking to somebody, you're able to speak scripture to them and they don't even know. Whenever a problem arises, you're able to repeat scripture to yourself to help encourage you. And whenever you're praying, you're able to put God in remembrance of His word from the scriptures that you have committed to your memory. So that was point number three, and that is creating scripture cards or sticky notes. So let's just go back. So first, talk to God or pray throughout the day. Two, ask God for direction throughout the day. Three, create scripture cards or sticky notes. And number four, listen to the Bible or sermons. Listen to the word of God. Sometimes I know we may want to listen to music. We may want to listen to people talk about podcasts on different topics. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But sometimes we want to make sure that we are substituting some things that we would normally listen to with the Word of God. So if you're somebody who has a commute to work, maybe in the morning, instead of listening to something else that you would normally listen to, replace it for listening to the Bible. Just have that plan. Sometimes I just listen to the straight Bible on my way to work, on my break or wherever I got. Just listen to the straight Bible. And even though sometimes it sounds just like noise in the background, I'm understanding that I catch some phrases, I catch some things, and I'm getting a dose of the word that I'm able to hear, and it's able to settle in me. So listen to the Bible, and not only that, but listen to sermons from people that you trust and from reputable leaders, because you're able to learn more about the Word of God through listening to reputable, and I want to stress this, a reputable leader, somebody who you know, somebody who you trust, somebody who you went to God before and said, God, okay, can I trust this person? Is this a leader that I can listen to? And in that case, you listen, you learn more about the word of God, and then they teach you some things about the word that you're able to then go and implement in your life. So that is point four. Listen to the Bible or sermons. Yeah. And last one, read the word during lunch or your free time. And I meant to say with point number three, you can listen to the Bible or sermons while you're doing mindless activities. You know how sometimes when you're answering emails and it may be a mindless activity, you may not need a whole lot of brain power to do some things. Maybe you're filing some of your papers or just going through some things. You can just have a sermon or you can just have the Bible playing in your ears or on your computer while you're doing those things. That way, you start learning about a new Bible story. Or you're listening to the word and then you hear something and you're like, oh, I have a new revelation on what this meant. Whatever it is, whatever task you're doing, you can have the Bible playing while you're doing it. All right, and number five, point five, our last one, and that is read the word during lunch or your free time. Whatever you have, sometimes during our free time, I realize that if I'm not careful, I'll pick up my phone and I'll just start scrolling. I'll get on YouTube. Yep, I'll get on YouTube, I'll get on Instagram, I'll get on TikTok, and I'll scroll. And that's 5 minutes and 10 minutes that I've wasted. And honestly, I can't even tell you what I saw. And I realized that instead of me scrolling on these apps, I could then be filling that 5 or 10 minutes with a break or a free time with filling myself with the word, learning a new scripture, pulling out a scripture card. And just reading the word during those times. So, in your career, even though sometimes you may think you're busy or you may be busy, and you're like, dang, how do I have or how do I go about building my relationship with God in this process when I have this on my plate and this on my plate? These are the 5 steps that you can implement in order to do that. Look at your screen time. I remember I looked at my screen time yesterday and that thing said 7 hours on the phone. Now, granted, I do listen to the Bible and I do listen to some YouTube videos within those 7 hours that talk about the word, but some of those hours are spent looking at things that I should not, like, that honestly don't edify me. And I had to check myself. Like, girl, you need to start implementing some things that are going to help edify your spirit. And the same thing goes for you. Have you checked your screen time? I'm pretty sure if you did, you would see that you can substitute some of that screen time for reading the word, for listening to sermons, for creating those scripture cards and praying, you know? So here on the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, we want to make sure that you are equipped to go out into your field that God is calling you to. Whether that be in science, whether that be in tech, whether that be in engineering, whether that be in math, and you are graced to dominate that thing. And the way that you're going to be able to dominate that thing is by having the Spirit of God. You know? And I wanted to pull out the scripture and it says, in all thy ways, in Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. So acknowledge God and he will direct thy paths. So wherever you're going throughout your day, you're calling on God, you're reciting those scriptures, you're calling on God to direct you throughout your day. God wants us to acknowledge him throughout our day. God wants us to do that. So pull on God. And not only that, he says, meditate on the word day and night. So even throughout your day, when you're walking, you're doing work, God is like, still meditate on my word. Whether that be one scripture that you decide to pull out, let that be our challenge this week. Let's pull out one scripture that we are going to commit to memory and meditate on that one scripture throughout our whole day for every single day of the week. Whether that be one. I didn't just let it be one. If for you it could be, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And throughout every day that you go throughout your week, let it, the only thing you're meditating on, or the one thing that you're meditating on, is the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. While you're walking to the bathroom, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. While you're answering emails, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Meditating on the word. So yeah, I am excited for this week. I'm excited to be back on this podcast. And that is my challenge to you. Do your best to implement these five things of going throughout your career and dominating your career, but making sure that God is number one. Okay? Making sure that God is number one. And then I challenge you to pick one scripture a day. One scripture a day. And meditate on that thing every single day this week. Every single day. And everything that you do, right? While you're doing anything, right? So yeah. I hope you guys have an amazing Monday. I hope you guys have an amazing week. And yeah, so that has been the Grace to Dominate Spin podcast with the five ways to build your relationship with God in your career. So yeah, y'all have a good day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are Grace to Dominate Spin.
Cousin, brother, little sister. I see my